إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه العزيز: وجعلنا نومكم سباتا. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, brothers and sisters in Islam, that he has made sleep as a repose for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with the best of guidance. And in that guidance is an example for every single act of life that we have. One of the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when one of the kuffar saw him going to the bathroom alayhi salatu wasalam and giving the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to guide all human beings to, he said to the Muslim, the Sahabi of the Messenger of Allah, your messenger, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, even tells you how to go to the bathroom. In this we learn that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's life is a guidance for us in every single thing that we do. And in this short khutbah, inshaAllah, we want to talk about another benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which are the principles and the benefits of sleeping. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, in exemplifying this ayah of Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and Allah says, we have made sleep for you a repose. We have made sleep for you a repose. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has made the day for work and he has made the night for sleep. These following statements in this khutbah, inshaAllah, are pertaining to the ideal situation, because for many of us, we have to work day and night and everything has become topsy-turvy. Some of us are sleeping in the daytime and we're working at night, and some of us are working at night and sleeping otherwise, and some of us are not getting any sleep at all. Some of us are working all day and working all night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implicitly has informed us from the scholars of Islam who have explained what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has implied, that sleep is a sister to death. And all of us are at death's door. That sleep is a form of death. And this is why the scholars of Islam have divided death. One type of death they call al-sughra, wafatul sughra, the minor death. And the other part is the major death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtaha wal-ladhi lam tamut في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويسر أخرى إلى أجل مسمى. Allah takes the human being's soul at the time of their death And that soul which does not die yet, which hasn't died while it is sleeping, while the individual is sleeping, he keeps that soul for which he has ordained death and dismissed the others until an appointed time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah that when you go to sleep, brothers and sisters, you are in a state of death. That he removes your soul from you every time you go to sleep. And if he chooses, out of his infinite will and his infinite mercy and kindness, he'll return your ruh to you. And if he doesn't, whether it is dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, or fajr, you won't wake up, you'll die. If he chooses, he won't return your soul to you. And no one knows when they're going to die. No one knows. So this form of death, which is the minor death, we need to learn the principles pertaining to sleep. According to the scholars of Islam, some of them, one of them, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, in his book called At-Tibb al-Nabawi, The Prophet's Medicine, he gives an elaborate explanation on sleep. And he says, among other things, that this sleep is extremely important for the body. And that if the Muslim doesn't take part in it and give its body its rights, it breaks down the body. The whole metabolism changes. Even the complexion of the person's skin can change, according to Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ulama of Islam to explain some of these things to us. One of the things that they mention is that sleep is of two types. The beneficial sleep and the harmful sleep. The beneficial sleep restores one's adaptive capacity while exertion and lack, as they say, of sleep causes chemical changes in the body. According to some of the ulama, lack of sleep causes lethargy and it also causes hallucinations. And sleeping is necessary, as the scholars of Islam say, for the body, because during sleep there's a metabolic rate and body temperature drop, and it rises and decreases and increases and decreases to the point where shaitan will come to the individual at that particular time when they're sleeping, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, because it's a vulnerable time, يَعْقِدُ شَيْطَانُ عَلَىٰ قَافِتَ رَكْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ إِذَا هُوَ نَائِمْ ثلاث عقد يضرب على كل عقدة عليك ليلا طويلا فإن هو استيقظ فذكر الله إن حلت عقدة فإن توضع إن حلت عقدة الثانية فإن صلى إن حلت عقدة كلها فأصبح نشيطا طيب النفس وإلا أصبح خبيث النفس كسلان. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, when you go to bed, shaitan comes from behind you and ties three knots over the back of your neck. Over each knot, he blows or makes an evil spell, saying, sleep a long and slumberous night. When you wake up, if you commence by dhikr of Allah and remembering Allah and saying Alhamdulillah for waking you up, then the first knot will be untied. Then, if you leave your bed and you make wudu, the second knot is untied. And then if you make two raka'ah, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the knots will be untied until the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam said, فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا طَيِّبًا نَفْسٍ. The person will wake up feeling energetic and in good spirits. And if they don't do this, and this is the reason why many of us don't know when we wake up, we're grumpy. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel exhaustion and hatred and rancor and malice. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us everything, brothers and sisters. He's taught us even how to go to sleep. From the example of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from his wife Aisha, our mother, radiallahu anha wa radaha, she said that when the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam went to sleep, he would lie on his right side and place his right hand on his left, on his right cheek, and his left hand on top of that right hand. And he would face a certain direction, sometimes facing the Qibla. And he would make a dua that he taught the companions of the Messenger of Allah to say, Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, wa waddadtu amri ilayk, wa aljamtu zahri ilayk, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk, la malja'a wa la manja illa minka illa ilayk, amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta, wa nabiyyika alladhi arsalta. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught his companion Al-Bara ibn Azib to say, before you go to bed, make ablution as if you were going to make salah. Lie down on your right side and say, Oh my Lord, I submit myself to you. Put my soul in your hand. Turn my face to you. Trust my destiny to you. Put my trust in your protection, soliciting you and fearing you. I have no escape from you, but to seek refuge in you. I believe in your revealed book and the prophet that you sent. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you say this before you go to bed and you die on that night, you will have died a believer. And in another narration he says that you will go to Jannah. This is something we should teach our children, brothers and sisters. Instead of teaching them, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. We should teach them from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. فَإِنَّ خَيْلَ الْهَدِي هُدَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to take the end of his towel and wipe off his beard 3 times and make the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِسْمِكَ رَبِّي وَضَعْتُ جَنْبِي وَبِكَ أَرْفَعُهُ وَإِنْ أَمْسَكْتَ نَفْسِي فَارْحَمْهَا وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا فَحْقَحَا بِهَا بِمَا تَحْفَظُ بِهِ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, I lie my right side or I lie my side down in your name, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I lie my side down in your name, O Allah. If you have keep my soul, then keep it, and if you take it, then have mercy on it among those who you have mercy on and preserve of the righteous. He said, wipe off your bed before you go to sleep. Because you don't know what ended up, it could have ended up in your bed before you got there. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, and I'm not suggesting that everyone get rid of their illustrious, exclusively sublime bed, but the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, he used to lie on the floor. He wouldn't sleep on something that was raised off the ground. And when the companion, Umar radiallahu anhu, tears flowing from his eyes because seeing the mark of this palm fiber mattress on the Prophet's back, and you think about the way that we sleep, and think about the luxuries that we have, seeing the mark in his back from the palm fibers, he told the Messenger of Allah, why don't you do what these Persian kings are doing? Why don't you take advantage of these cushions? The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, told him that I don't want to be like these individuals. I want to be a person that can stand up for my Lord. I want to be a grateful servant for my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the ulama say that the Messenger of Allah said this to the companion because this is a means of being able to wake up at night at tahajjud. You get too comfortable, you can't wake up at night. The Messenger of Allah has also taught us how to lie. Besides lying on our right side, he forbade us to lie on our stomachs whether we were sleeping or not. A man said that while he was lying on his stomach, a man came to me, he said, and kicked me with his foot and said that you are lying in a manner which is displeasing to your Lord. And in another narration, you are lying in a manner which is the manner of the people in the hellfire. And he said, I turned around and it was the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, the Messenger of Allah walking into your room or walking to the masjid and kicking you? If the Messenger of Allah kicked you, brothers and sisters, this shows something very distasteful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Abbas one day found his son sleeping late in the morning, of which we know from the scholars of Islam based on authentic hadith that it is makruh, brothers and sisters. Not haram, but distasteful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you sleep after Fajr. For you to take a nap after Fajr is makruh according to the scholars of Islam. The sunnah of the Messenger of Allah is that after he made the two raka'ah sunnah for Fajr, he would lie on his right side for a while, take a short rest, and then he would stand up, go to the masjid, and lead the people in Salatul Fajr. Abdullah ibn Abbas once found one of his sons sleeping late in the morning, and he woke him up and said, Istayqir, wake up. Why would you sleep during the hour when people's earnings are being apportioned? Why would you sleep during a time when it's time to get your livelihood? And some of our predecessors, some of our rightly guided forefathers, they say that sleep is of three types in the daytime. One which is natural, one which is agonizing, and one which is idiotic. As for the natural, this is the one that Allah's Messenger, alayhi salatu salam, used to do when taking the short nap in the early morning and between Dhuhr and Asr. The second kind is to sleep late in the morning, hence depriving one from the benefits of this world and the next. Sleeping late in the morning also may cause one to inherit general body weaknesses, according to the scholars of Islam, and sicknesses. And finally, the third kind of sleep, which is the idiotic sleep, is to sleep in the mid-afternoon after Asr and before Maghrib, of which the scholars of Islam say may cause some dull wittiness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.